Welcome to an inspirational message by Pastor Harold Weiss, Senior Pastor at Little Falls Christian Center.
Amen. You may take your seats. Thank you very much. We're ready to start praying. And so as we get ready, those of you who want to walk and pray, we call it prayer walking, you may do that. In the meantime, we're going to start praying. There are individual requests like this one that I had here, Tadile. I will pray for you personally and for all the people. That's what I do. I could almost just earn a salary from praying. And so many people everywhere that want just that. I've seen that you go for counsel, people come for counseling, and then all they want is actually the prayer to get God into their lives. Now, having said that, we're going to start the prayer and let the prayer pastors, are they here? We're all ready to go. We're ready to go. And those people overseas, just translate as we go along. So let's bow our heads, begin the prayer, and then from there, we're into it for the next period of time. Thank you, Heavenly Father, tonight that we are gathered, not just here, everywhere in many countries, we are gathered officially now in the name of Jesus Christ. Where two or more gather together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So Lord, we thank you that you are here and you are ready to answer, powerfully answer the prayers of everybody, even in this place, individually, churches, nations, governments. We pray that as we say our government here, South Africa, that the people elsewhere will say their government's name in the place of it and pray just like we do for their government. Father, we just pray right now in Jesus Christ's name that your kingdom come and your will be done. Yes, Lord, in this country and every other country that is right now in the scope of prayer, which is worldwide. Your kingdom come, your will be done. And we want to begin tonight by praying. And praying, Lord, we've had a request there from Zimbabwe, from the office of the president there. We've also had requests here, our own government. It is a time that the Lord has set in place that we should pray and stand in the gap for all the land. And Lord, I'm just going to cover it by one single faith verse. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe the petitions that you pray for will come to pass and you will have whatsoever you say. So Father, we're ready to go. Mark 11:24 as the anchor verse. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ right now. We begin to pray for peace, order, and stability of this nation and every other nation. There is crime, there is corruption, there's even terrorism. There's all the kinds of things that people go through. They suffer, there's poverty, there's so many problems, economical woes. Lord, we lift up every country. And specifically, I want to start with the governments of the various nations and also here in South Africa and our direct neighbor, which is Zimbabwe. And we say the same thing, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We lift up the government that Christ be formed in them. We lift up our state president here, Cyril Ramaphosa, and his entire cabinet. We pray for him, their wives, their children, their families, their loved ones. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you are imparting faith and wisdom to the leaders of the nation. Wisdom right now. Leaders of the nation, be filled with the spirit of wisdom of God. We specifically pray for that so that you might lead them. For these people belong to you. These people are a treasure to you, for you died upon the cross for them. And we pray, Lord, for all the nations now, the same thing. We lift up the governments of the world and all the people. We pray, your kingdom come and your will be done. Lord, we pray, we're not in the hands of people, but we're in the hands of the living God. In you, we live and move and have our being. And so we pray, Lord, that you will expose any form of bribery, corruption, fraud, all the other stuff that's going on, looting of government resources. Lord, that you would give wisdom to those people in charge of investigations, those people in the police, those people in security, those people that are working on these things, and the hawks. We pray for the police. We pray that, Lord, the fear of the Lord will fall upon this land, and the same for Zimbabwe. We pray that God would begin to bless this land, our neighbor Zimbabwe, and the rest of Africa. This is Africa's finest hour. So, Lord, right now we begin by praying for our nation. We begin by praying for our government. Why? Because it is written in the book of Timothy that in the first place, we want, Paul says, I want that all men would lift up holy hands and begin praying, making petition, requests, intercession, thanksgiving for all men, especially those who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life, which is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So we begin by praying for the government. And Father, we pray that you remove any demonic influence on these people. It is a fact that the strong man, the spiritual strong man, the representative of the devil, is always close to the highest form of government so that they can manipulate and control countries that way. And so, Father, this day, we know that the strong man against South Africa, I'm talking about Satan's strong man appointed for the destruction of this land, that demonic fallen angel, that spirit of darkness that is trying to influence those people in the highest places of authority, we take authority over you and we bind you in Jesus' name, and we break your power in the name of Jesus. And we begin to pray right now in Jesus' name that God's kingdom come, God's will be done in this country and every other country. The world belongs to Jesus. As that ball spins there on the platform, the world is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And Father, we thank you tonight that in the name of Jesus Christ, you are now driving out forces of darkness and their influence upon those people who are standing in the highest position of government, those people that are the decision makers, those key players in terms of the policy and the future of the nation. We pray for their protection. We pray for their provision of wisdom. We pray that they have the fear of the Lord. We pray that they call upon the name of the Lord, and that, Lord, you will guide them and you will honor your word by just this very prayer. It is the will of God that we pray for these people so that they may come to repentance and the knowledge of the truth. And God wants all men to be saved. And it begins with the government so that we can have a very, very strong state of peace. We pray you uproot, expose, remove all forms of bribery, corruption, and fraud. You remove all of that, you expose it, and there will be no place to run for the wicked. And Lord, we just pray right now, in Jesus Christ's name, those who do not repent, but continue to cause all sorts of damage, that Lord, you will remove them. And here it is. We ask that you replace every person who's got the spirit of the Antichrist with a Christian. With a Christian. Someone filled with the Spirit of God, ready to listen to God, ready to yield to the Lord. We pray in Jesus' name for the transformation of the governments of the world and here in Africa. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everybody begin to pray in the Spirit right now. Let's go.
Come, let us press in deeper and deeper. This is an intense night tonight. There's no time to play games. We want to hear you. Intercessors, raise your voice wherever you are on this planet. There is a God in heaven that hears us. And right now we are opening with praying for the government. Later, we will still go in like a surgeon's knife and pray for very specific issues regarding the government. So we pray right now, Father, that you hear this opening prayer tonight and that you touch every government on this planet. Lord, it is your will that there will be godly governments. So for a few minutes now, we're just going to intercede and press in. Make war in the spirit. Bind these spirits that's been sent out to kill, to steal, to destroy. These spirits of bribery and corruption. Come on, intercessors, for a few minutes now, be as serious as you can get. No time to play games. In about an hour, this prayer meeting will be over. But the effects of it will be felt because of the seriousness that we now apply in the spirit. Push back the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's pray for that. That's right, that's right, that's right. Just press in, press in, press in. Push back those powers of darkness. Lord, in Isaiah 59, verse 16, you said that you saw that there was no man and you wondered that there was no one to intercede. And then you brought him salvation with your own righteousness, O God. Father, tonight, hear the prayer across this globe, wherever people are gathered. Thousands and thousands of people have been gathered together to intercede, O God, to call upon your name. And right now, for every intercessor, we declare that you have the helmet of salvation. You have the breastplate of righteousness. Your loins are girded with the belt of truth. And on your feet, you have the shoes to take the gospel of peace into this world that is in darkness. We thank you, Father, for the shield of faith by which we will quench every fiery dart of the evil one, knowing that no weapon formed against us can prosper. And we thank you for the sword of the Spirit, your word, O God. You have made us the intercessors, a sharp threshing instrument, O God, according to Isaiah 41, verse 15. And you said, behold, I will make you to be a new sharp threshing instrument which has teeth. You've got power, intercessor, and God is asking us to intercede for the nations. And Lord, we know as we bow our knees in obedience, you will hear our prayers. Lord, tonight, many places where the children of God have gathered together are your houses of prayer, O God, according to Isaiah 56, verse 7. And you said in Psalm 2, verse 8, ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. You followed this up with a great commission, O God, where you said, go to all the nations, O Lord. And tonight, Father, we pray for godly intervention in the governments of our nations, O Lord, for salvation, for righteousness. And we, the intercessors tonight, stand in the gap We pray for the protection, the supernatural protection over every single intercessor, knowing that no weapon formed against you can prosper. And you said in Matthew 18 verse 19, whatever we ask, O God, you will give it to us. So here we are, your people tonight, and we bow our knee before you according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If you said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray as we are doing, and seek my face as we are doing, and turn from their wicked ways as we are doing, then you will hear from heaven, O God. You will forgive the sins of the land. Now your eyes are upon us, O God. So we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and we're not anxious for anything, O God, because you promised in your word, you hear our prayers. So every intercessor tonight, you are doing a very God-pleasing thing. God loves you. God protects you. And he hears your prayer. Now let us pray for the intercessors in this moment, that every intercessor will have a new, fresh anointing to intercede more for the nations. Come on, let's pray for the intercessions and intercessors and their protection in the Spirit now. Hallelujah. Sebedesh and Tobo Solo Double One.
Hallelujah. Father, we now lift up, we pray now for the spiritual leaders in the church across the world. We pray now for the spirit of unity and harmony in the church of Jesus Christ. Lord, every nation is dependent on the church, not on the government. For Father, it is the church, the praying church, that upholds the hands and helps and aids the presidents of nations and the leaders of nations. We now uphold our spiritual leaders. Every intercessor, I now ask you to think of three churches, three pastors that you know from different churches and denominations. Pray for them, that God will protect them, will pour out his Holy Spirit upon their lives, upon the lives of their families and their congregations. We pray that the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon them, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge, of the fear of the Lord, because we know, Father, that his delight, your delight, is in the fear. Father, we pray now that the word that goes forth from this platform and every platform across nations will be uncompromising, will be pure. We come against the spirit of religion that has crippled so many churches. We ask for a sound word to go forth. Lord, we think of Timothy that says, hold fast to the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and the love which are in Christ Jesus. That thing, good things which were committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in you. Father, the word of God says that when the enemy strikes the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. We lift up pastors, men and women of God that are under severe attack in their homes, in their marriages, in their ministries. We stand in the gap for them tonight, and we ask that the Lord will heal, that the Lord will revive, that the Lord will restore people to their rightful positions in your church. We pray for the body of Christ that has been likened to a sleeping giant. We command the church of God to rise up and be the light and the salt in this world. We pray the powerful prayer that Moses prayed when he said, "For as truly as I live, the glory of the Lord will fill the earth, will fill our nation, will fill our continent and every continent." We pray that your servants will become carriers of your glory, spreading the good news of the gospel across the nations. We pray that, Lord, you will raise up your prophets to take their rightful place, to play a powerful role, to influence nations, warning, rebuking, and pointing the way of the future, preparing the earth for mighty revival. We lift up pastors and missionaries now, in countries where the gospel is severely persecuted. We pray that there be a hedge of protection around them, around their families. And Lord, I ask for supernatural protection to guide them, that your power will guide them out of all the evils and the troubles that the devil may bring against them. We pray for miracles, signs, and wonders that will increase in their ministries, and many souls will come to you. And finally, Lord, we lift up nations where Christians, the church, is persecuted, where churches are burned down. Strengthen them, send them relief and salvation from their circumstances. We now lift up these special requests this evening, Father, and we pray for a mighty, mighty revival of your church in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a praise offering.
Let us get real intense now. We are focusing upon the economies of the nations involved. So Father God, we thank you for your protection. We thank you that you've kept our nation through difficult economic challenges, O God. Lord, and during these financial difficulty, Father, your mercy and grace has sustained us, O God. We stand on and rest in your word, which declares that the whole earth and everything in it and the people who inhabit it belongs to you, O God. It is you who supplies us with abundance and sustains us in times of lack as we stand on the promises of your word. Lord, your word declares that you will supply all of our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you for the blessing, Lord, that you've brought to us, that you will prosper us, and that you will send abundance and increase in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord, that you want to bless us, and that you are able to bless us, and that you are willing to bless us, Father. So, Lord, we are blessed in the nation, and the nations are blessed whose the Lord is our God. So tonight in your kingdom, there is no lack or any good thing. In fact, Lord, it will overflow. Lord, our economy is not of this world. And this is why we look towards you, Father, the author and the finisher of our faith. In you we have provision, O Father. So we right now pray for the nations, Lord, and especially the nations around South Africa that borders us. We lift up South Africa to you. We lift up Namibia to you. We lift up Zimbabwe to you. We lift up Lesotho and Swaziland and Malawi and, Lord, Mozambique. And we lift up Angola. Father God, tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray that you break the curse, Lord, of lack and poverty over Southern Africa. We tonight come in agreement with the word of God. We pray every yoke be broken in Jesus' mighty name, Father. We come against Satan, who is the weakener of the nations. We strike him tonight and we break his power in Jesus' mighty name. We cast him down in Jesus' mighty name. We break this curse over your people, Father. Lord, we pray from tonight that you would prosper your people. Lord, prosper Christian businesses right across the world, Father. Let your church, Father, flourish as new income will come to it, Father. We see new churches being built. We see the body of Christ rising up to the potential, Lord, as we will go forth and conquer in your name. So tonight we say we are the head and not the tail, and that we are seated, Lord, in heavenly places. And we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Father, for you are, Lord, enough tonight, Lord. Our cup will run over. Lord, you will bless South Africa. We speak life into the economy. We pray for the recovery of the rand in Jesus' mighty name, Father. Lord, we pray that the crops on the fields will grow and be blessed in Jesus' mighty name, Father. We strike down every work and plan of Satan against South Africa, against its economy, Father. We pray that this nation will live as we speak life, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. So tonight, Father, we ask you to bless the economy. We ask you, Father Lord, to bless South Africa, to bless the world, to bless the nations, oh God, that submit to you, the Christian nations. We thank you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Let us pray.
Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we bless your holy name. And we want to say thank you for your word, which is the foundation of our faith. And thank you, Father, that you've given us. You brought down your word that in every situation of life and influence, you have given it to us, O God, so that we may be able, Lord, to lay foundations and pray according to your word. And once more tonight, we want to pray for a righteous government. We want to pray not only for South Africa and all nations around the world. And Father, we seek your face and we ask that you will transform our leaders into men and women of compassion, men and women of love, and men and women who will have the heart for the nation in their hands and not seek selfish gain. We pray in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, that men and women that would lead, who are righteous and are lovers of God. We pray that may the wicked not rise to power. We pray that the work of darkness will be exposed in our governments, O God, and every work of unfruitfulness, O God, be identified and corrected according to your word. Father, tonight we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, that you will raise up godly leaders who fear God and who are concerned about his own glory. Lord, men and women who will never tolerate wrongdoing. Men and women who will take responsibility for governance, O God, who are sacrificial. Men and women, according to your word in Exodus 18:21, who are competent men who reverently fear God. Men and women of truth, those who hate dishonest gain and bribes. We raise them up and we pray that you will raise them up in this entire nation and all the nations of this world. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray, and we thank you, King of Glory, for we know that you are in preparation of such men and women of God who are raising up. In the mighty name of Jesus, let's give the Lord a praise offering for that. Shout hallelujah, and we bless you, O God.
Almighty Father God, we thank you this evening, Lord, as the music is playing, Lord. We feel your presence. It is so tangible, Lord, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are present here. And right now, Lord, we continue to pray, and we pray and we ask that those who are praying in the Spirit, continue to pray in the Spirit, and those who pray in the understanding to continue to pray in the understanding. And Father God, before you we bring this evening, Lord, the peace and the order and the stability of the nation of South Africa, and more specifically, Lord, today we bring before you those men and those women who are tasked with a responsibility to guard over the nation through their policing, Lord. We pray for the policing, the law enforcement, and all security forces as we lift them up before you. These are the men and the women who day by day and even at night put their very own lives at risk so that we can live in safety and in peace. We pray, Father, that you will strengthen them to continue with the task at hand, and even in amidst them all, that you will expose any form of corruption and evil that's hindering them to perform their task. Lord, there is so much negativity being spread around about the policing forces, and we come against that tonight, Lord, as we lift those people up before you, and we ask you, Lord, please have your way in them. Lead them by your Spirit of righteousness. Lead them in truth, Lord. Please, Lord, that they may know as we lift them up this night that they are under a shield of protection. Form your hedge of protection around them as we pray for them, Lord. Yes, that they may know that they also have the armor of God, which we pray with them, that they may stand and remain standing in the day, and know, Lord, that they shall not fall, because greater is he that is in them that is in this world. And Lord, we pray now, we come against every work of the enemy, and we come against this, Lord, and we strike Satan with the weapons of our warfare, and we declare that no weapon formed against the nation of South Africa will prosper. Lord, every evil root shall be uprooted and shall be exposed and shall be disposed of, Lord. And then, Lord, you will come and you will establish your kingdom, that the rock of ages will reign in this land through its peace. And we thank you, Lord, that this is a peace that surpasses all understanding, the shalom peace from heaven, that the Prince of Peace will reign in this land. And we thank you for this. Right now, we come against every evil operating force, Satan himself and every demonic force, and we bind your work, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. We release from the heavens your Lord, your peace, your provision, your safety, your security, that we will rest and know that our God reigns and that we are safe in your presence. And we thank you for that, Lord, for we are resting under your covering, Lord. Yes, lift up your voices and praise the Lord God, for we shall live in safety. In Jesus' name we thank this, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, we are aware that homes around us are failing, and a nation, Lord, is built up of families. That family is only as strong as the unity between a husband and a wife. We know that businesses fail, that nations fail, that churches fail when the families fail. But tonight, Father, we lift up godly marriages. We pray that husbands and wives will focus on you and your kingdom, that they will seek to build strong and lasting relationships in a world that is crumbling and filled with divorce and hatred. We know, Lord, that you see godly marriages as holy and pure, a reflection of Jesus and his church. We are therefore to honor our marriage partners as we would honor the Lord. We pray for the love of God to flood our homes, that our influence will be felt all around us, that our love for one another will be examples in the world. In 1 Corinthians 13, it tells us that your love never gives up. Your love cares more for others than for self. Your love doesn't want what it doesn't have. The love of God doesn't strut. It doesn't have a swelled head. It doesn't force itself on others. Isn't always me first. Doesn't fly off the handle. Doesn't keep score of the sins of others. Doesn't revel in when others grovel. Takes pleasure in the flowering of truth. Puts up with anything. Trusts God always and always looks for the best. Never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Love never dies. We pray for the restoration of those whose marriages seem irreparable, that God will give them a way out and put them on the road of rebuilding and upliftment. We are constantly reminded that with God, all things are possible. And we pray for faith and for unity in all homes. We pray for the peace and the healing in troubled marriages. We come against the spirits of unfaithfulness and rejection that break down relationships, that destroy unity and love. We come against the spirit of divorce, division, dissension, the spirit of rebellion and sedition that arises in homes and marriages. We pray for peace, for unity, for harmony in all our homes and for our children. And we ask the Lord to give us wisdom, to give us enlightenment, to give us understanding. We pray that the fear of the Lord will be the guiding rule for establishing peace, stability, consistency, and strength in the homes. We now pray for the fathers to rise up, to take their rightful place in the homes, to restore law and order in the spirit of love and meekness. We pray for the spirit of humility and soul-searching that will build strong and healthy homes in the fear of the Lord. We pray that fathers will take up their roles as high priests in the home and declare, as Job did, that I and my household will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And Father, where there is divorce, we pray that there will be peace between parents so that children, young people can grow and mature in the knowledge of God's divine power to heal and restore. We pray that the spirit of forgiveness will rule and reign so that the blessing of God can be experienced by all. And finally, Father, we pray for the women who have suffered abuse and injury, that they will find comfort in the arms of Almighty. Mighty Heavenly Father, we pray that the Lord will comfort, restore, heal their bodies, their emotions, give them the wisdom to rebuild their broken lives and families where necessary. And Psalm 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, and just accompanying this theme, Psalm 69 verse 5 says that you are a father to the fatherless and a judge and a protector of the widows and the orphans. Father, so many women, so many men, so many children are exploited, oh God. There is human trafficking. There are all kinds of rings and networks and syndicates that exploit these people. Father, tonight we pray that you will begin to expose the work of darkness in the name of Jesus, and that the captives will be set free, that the widows will live in peace. Lord, that the jug with the flour and the oil will never run dry. Lord, that the children will be protected. Looking at the faces on this insert that we had, Lord, there are so many children that right now are doing slave labor. Lord, tonight, children that have disappeared, even in our nation, oh God, there are children on an increasing manner that disappear and never to be found again. We come against the spirit of stealing and thieving and abuse and exploitation, and we bind you in the name of Jesus right now. Go, devil, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Father God, right now we pray for the youth worldwide. Oh God, we come to you, Father, and we trust you, oh God, to raise up a holy generation, Father, a generation of young warriors that would rise up, Father, and Lord, stand in the gap for the nations worldwide in Jesus' mighty name, Father, a generation that would say, greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world, Father. We break tonight the power of mediocrity in the youth. We break the power of sin in the youth. Father God, we come against every work of Satan against the young people worldwide, Father. They are distracted, oh God, but we pray, Father God, it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by your spirit that you would raise up a generation of warriors in the spirit in Jesus' mighty name, Father. Lord, we pray for Joshua's to arise, for Daniel's to arise, Father, that you would send them forth, oh God. Lord, ministers of the gospel of peace, Father, we pray you rise up, Father, the fivefold ministry in the youth, oh God, that you would prepare them for this great work, for them to go out, to go and conquer in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. We pray for the schools and the educational system, oh God. We pray you bring a revival for the youth, oh God. And Lord, worldwide, the youth are busy with exams. We pray you sustain them and help them in Jesus' mighty name. And now we strike Satan with the weapons of our warfare, mighty in God, to the pulling down of strongholds in the lives of the young. We pull down these strongholds of lust and of worldliness, oh God. But we pray right now, Father, that you would rise them up, and we break the power of Satan against the youth in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
I ask that everybody now move towards where you're seated, and I want to share a few prayer thoughts with you so that We are sure that we covered as much as we can. In actual fact, it is impossible in 3 nights to cover adequately every topic of prayer. But a few thoughts which I'm saying under the spirit of prayer. So this is not just a statement, it is also a prayer statement. And that is that if we look at Africa, if we look at the world, if we look at the suffering, my mind is there. Just come into agreement with me as we lift up the poor and the needy. Those people who are suffering in nations, those people who have no food, do not know where the food for tomorrow is going to come from. We need to put on, let me put it this way, see the situation through the eyes of Jesus. He died for every single person on earth. And God looks at everybody, God is love. God looks at all people with love. And so therefore, it is very easy. Faith works by love, Galatians 5, 6. And therefore, it's very easy to say, Lord, that we ask and we lift up the poverty stricken, not only in this nation, in next door Zimbabwe, out there, wherever it is, in the Middle East, where people are suffering and where they are without food. People are desperate in the South America, all over. You see this poverty in Colombia. You see the same thing over and over. Lord, we know it's the final hour, but we lift up the poor and the poorest of the poor, and we ask you to restore and empower the economy. We pray in the name of Jesus, also here in South Africa. Lord, restore the economy. If I say South Africa, I include Zimbabwe now. And I pray, Lord, that you give the leaders wisdom and strategy. And Tito Mboweni, who's the new Minister of Finance, and Praveen Gordon, these people that work on keynote positions. Lord, we pray that they get lots of wisdom. And our state president, and also President Emmerson Mnangagwa of Zimbabwe, we pray that they get wisdom and they will know what to do and they be filled with the Spirit right there in their offices in Jesus Christ's name. And so we thank the Lord for that. Father, we also pray right now. It's a time that the Spirit spoke and said, perilous time shall come. We see it around the world. We see a lot of people suffering. We see a lot of people in lack and in need. We see a lot of suffering from sickness, disease, and infirmity. Oh, that you would stretch forth your hand and touch those lives and heal the sick, raise the dead, restore the gifts of the Holy Spirit in the church. We pray for a worldwide, I repeat, a worldwide revival in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, we thank you that you pour out your Spirit. And wherever there is drought, that you break the curse of drought. Because many people are doom prophets when it comes to the weather. And they have all kinds of explanations. They call it the El Nino effect and this and that and the other. But we call it that Jesus Christ is Lord of all and in control of everything, including the weather. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I want to pray very precisely, emphatically, even slowly, to cover these topics, because Lord, there are people here and everywhere in all these churches that have got some sickness in their bodies, some affliction. We lift up everybody. If there is pain even here in this place, there's a powerful presence of the Lord. We rebuke that pain, sickness, and disease. It is written, this by the stripes of Jesus we are healed, and we break that curse. We command sickness, disease, and infirmity, go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We also pray tonight, and we lift up the nations. We lift up Africa now first. And Lord, as we look at Africa, those of other nations, think of your own country and mention your own country's name right now. We think of Africa. Lord, I see a flame that is being lit in the south of Africa. I see the fire that burns. It is not a normal fire. This is the fire of the Holy Spirit, and it burns and it consumes the works of darkness. The enemy, when he comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. And that time is now. So we pray, Lord, that there be a strong and powerful outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the south, that, Lord, it will light up all of Africa, and Africa will have its finest hour. We lift up every leader of all the nations, that they turn to God and seek the Lord with all of their heart, so that they might receive the blessing of the Lord upon their nations. We lift them up before you. Lord, we thank you that even in our own country, in South Africa, there is a time that we're in. It is a time of transition. It is a time similar to a bottleneck, high pressure, but at the same time, big breakthrough, because it will not last forever. It is coming to the end. That season is coming to a closure. And in the appointed time, the Lord will show forth his hand by pouring out his Spirit upon this nation and upon the people in this land. And they will look at this land. And Lord, we thank you. I see people being replaced by godly people in key positions around the country. People stepping in to positions of power and authority that will not compromise, are not going to compromise, but will expose all works of darkness wheresoever it is. I thank you, Father, that in the name of Jesus, there's coming an economic revival to this country. In the appointed time, under the blessing of the Lord, regardless of what people say, and faster than what they estimate, there will be an economic revival. Breakthroughs will come for many people, because at the end of it all, God is in control. The Lord has seen, the Lord has heard, the Lord has seen the nations of the world. God is the judge of all the earth, and God sees when a country, any nation, is suffering because of iniquity, fraud, crime, and corruption. Therefore, Lord, I thank you that it's coming to the end of a season, and that there are godly people shifting into top positions where they will govern wisely, and there will be a recovery. But the recovery shall not be by the hand of man. It shall be by the hand of God. And God will get the glory for the recovery that takes place. And there will be a strengthening coming, even for the South African currency. There is a strengthening that is awaiting everybody. So therefore tonight, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to pour out your Spirit with revival, and we pray and we lift up the economy, and we thank you for the blessing of God, even the blessing of Abraham. Through faith tonight, we call out the blessing of Abraham over South Africa in Jesus' name. And the same goes for Zimbabwe. Yes, in Jesus' name. Lord, we want to thank you for our neighbors out there in France, because they're very special to us. And Lord, there's coming, change is imminent for France. Take note, those French-speaking people. Change is imminent. Change is coming. But because you stood with my nation Israel, my people of Israel, in a critical time in history, there was a time when you helped them to get back on their feet and to become secure on their feet. Therefore, the blessing of the Lord will come upon Paris. The blessing of the Lord will come upon all the French-speaking people. There will be a revival second to none among the French population in France, and also at Reunion, all the French-speaking population of French-speaking West Africa. Father, we thank you that change is coming. It's imminent, in fact. With the next political elections, whenever that takes place, I see major changes that will come in France. But moreover, we lift up also the United States, and we pray for them. For the devil is raging mad about what has happened in the United States. The devil, yes, I see it. I see an altar for Satan in Detroit. I see people bowing down, and the Lord has been the witness of this. Therefore, the Lord will say unto that altar, altar, O altar, you will utterly be destroyed, and the Lord of glory will rise up, and the Lord will do a redemptive work and set the nation free. Lord, we thank you that you've already begun to bless the economy, bless the people of that nation. It is a nation that many people rely on that they prosper because they are there as protectors of the Western world and of many, many countries they help. Father, so therefore we pray, there comes a move of God also on the United States. For I've raised up Cyrus, says the Lord, and Cyrus will cause many good things to happen to many people. And Cyrus will be there at the time appointed to bring about those changes and bring favor for God's people in the land. There will be a rebuilding. This is a time of reprieve. This is a time, says the Lord, that I will cause the godly in the United States to rise up, and change is there for a season so that the church might get its breath back and the church leaders will realize what's happening is of God, and they will stand with God, and there will come a unity in the land, and many people who have been working the works of darkness, those people will turn and change their minds. Because God, if God is for anyone, then who can be against that person? We thank you, Lord, for the nation of Brussels. Those people, the same thing. They are going to have a revival. God is moving on that nation also. And those church leaders, there will be a spark of fire towards them. And there is going to be a move of God in Brussels. Switzerland, yes. In the heart of Europe, yes. The Lord will also let the Holy Spirit wash over into not only the city of Bern, but all the cities of Europe. There is a time coming, says the Lord, that I have personally already made a hedge of protection around my nation and my people, Israel. For nothing will happen to them that is not written in the book of life. Nothing will happen to them. And they shall not fear, because at the right appointed time, again, the Lord will bring out all forms of evil plans against my people, says the Lord. I will cause those evil plans not to succeed. It'll be frustrating. It'll be frustrating for the ungodly. It'll be frustrating. Satan is enraged by what is happening on the planet. But Lord, I thank you that your Spirit is moving upon all of the nations of the world, and that you are saving people from the Far East, as far as Korea, even North Korea now, in Jesus Christ's name, and bringing them into the place of repentance and the knowledge of the truth. We thank you, Lord, the hour is near. And the Lord says, the sound of a large trumpet shall be heard in the sky, in various places of the world. And you will know that this is the warning, the final warning for repentance. This is the warning. They will not know from where it comes. They will not know and understand. There will be no scientific explanation, but it will be there, and it will happen in many nations. In that hour, they will talk about it, and they will say, we don't understand. When you hear that thing, for it's in the future, it's also all things with me, says the Lord, is in the appointed time. When that trumpet sound comes from the heavens above, they will know that the Lord is giving the final warning of repentance. For the trump shall sound at appointed times, and there's the last trump, and when that happens, the dead in Christ will rise. And you will meet me, for I am coming to meet you in the air, says the Lord. Now, I'm in control of this country. I'm in control of the nations of the world. Do not be dismayed. Do not fear. Do not be discouraged. Do not for one moment in time think that anything is in control but me. If you call upon me in the day of your need, in the day of your trouble, you will find I will move. I will move and I will save. I will, says the Lord, take control of your life as you have prayed and I taught you to pray. Lead us not into temptation. I will prevent you from calamity. I will prevent you from stepping into a state where there's disaster. And it says, deliver us from the evil one in the royal prayer. I will save you from evil. I will cause all kinds of evil that had plans to come against my people who are called by my name. Their plans will not succeed. It will not work because the Lord says, where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. It is the time, says the Lord. People will look up to heaven and they will have far more respect than what they've ever had before. They will realize that there is something happening to this world. It is the Lord, and I'm planning for the consummation of the ages. I will bring all things to pass. And notice this, says the Lord, that when you see these things happen, as I've even spoken in my prophetic sermon on the Mount of the Olivet, and I said to my people that not one stone in Jerusalem shall be left upon one another. It was fulfilled already. And that was many years ago. So the Lord is saying to you tonight, I will uproot. I will turn over the stones. I will turn over calamity. And no weapon formed against my people shall prosper. I will again pour out my spirit. And the now revival that is straight ahead of us will be the biggest revival ever in the history of the world. Will you stand to your feet and give the Lord a praise offering? Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We have come to the end of a period of prayer and fasting, and this is a month of prayer. And I realized the one thing, we got like lots of prayer topics, like here's 30 here in front of me alone. And it just goes on. We're not able to cover them. I normally take one per day so that I make a proper job on each of these topics so that we can look at that. Soon, I spoke to Maud, we will try to publish a PDF on the internet, what to pray for, and all these scriptures and things. We'll put together and then publish it on the internet. People can download that PDF and they can have the prayer topics. And as it changes, we will upgrade that thing and revise. As for you, be full of faith and be confident. Do not fear. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God and believe in Jesus Christ, His Son. In the house of the Father, there are many mansions. He has gone to prepare a place for us. And once that is done, and it's done, it has happened in the spirit. It's already happened. He will come back at the appointed time. I'm saying that specifically all the time. He will come and receive us unto Himself. We shall forever be with the Lord. In the meantime, know that you are in this world, but not of the world. You are citizens of the kingdom of God. Know tonight that you must be strong in the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, not your might. Do things by the will of God in the Spirit and pray, always pray, continue to pray and continue in supplications for all the saints and all the churches and the church leaders all the time. Don't stop. Pray for your family. Pray for your friends. Pray for your household that incorporates everybody. And do not permit the devil any chance. If you do not know how to remove a hedge or how to protect your hedge of protection around you and your house, then just get this morning's message, because that's very significant. What I spoke about this morning is highly significant and is really there for the protection of all the people. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Almighty Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be upon you now and forevermore. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up His countenance over you and be gracious to you. Grant you eternal peace and salvation. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. All God's people said, amen. Amen. God bless you.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.